Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. Our guest today on the program, University of Kentucky beef cattle specialist, Dr. Katie Van Valen. She talks about hay testing and getting ready for winter foraging for cattle.
Yeah, so, you know, we're coming into fall, and so we really need to start thinking, you know, about our winter feeding options for cattle and getting our hay tested. And so getting those hay samples collected and sent off to the lab so we know exactly where we stand from a nutrient value in those hay samples. And that will kind of allow you to figure out exactly which kind of supplement you may need for your cow herd to get them through the winter. So that's going to be one of the big things is making sure that you're good to go with all your stored feed needs and everything like that as we move into the winter months. That'll be here before we know it.
Has it been a good year for hay across the state of Kentucky? You're hearing good reports from folks?
You know, in general, I think that things have been pretty good here, especially compared to last year. I know when I came in January, I saw some hay samples from last year that were not so great. But, you know, what I've seen this year has definitely improved over last year. I know here in western Kentucky, especially at Princeton, we seem to get some really great windows to go out and get some hay made. And so I think that we are seeing some good samples. I know that there were some areas of the state that maybe did get a little dry on us, you know, throughout the summer. But in general, I think that the state did pretty well.
And with a wet year, like in plenty of grass and so forth this year, plenty of pasture.
It's been
a good year for our cattle, too, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, we definitely have had lots of grass this year for a lot of our producers. And so that's been good, too, to be able to kind of extend that grazing ability for our herds. And so any day that we can be on grass is better than having to feed a stored feed, for sure. So hopefully that will kind of continue for us as we move into fall a little bit. In general, it's been a pretty good year, all things considered, of course. So, you know, if you're looking for a bright light, you know, for 2020, it's been that we've been able to get some decent hay made, and we've had some green grass for our cows.
Maybe not the best prices out there, but maybe some of the rest makes up the prices, right?
Yep. And you know, we're starting to see a little bit of recovery there in the market as well. And so, you know, that from where it was back in the spring, we did see a bit of a recovery. And so, you know, we're getting there. I understand it's been a tough year.
And obviously a lot of farmers have had to take advantage of the CFAP payments and so forth. But, you know, just a year where they've had to, I think, seen a good demand for beef come out of maybe of this COVID deal and what's happening here. So maybe it's been a good thing in a lot of ways there for us.
Yeah, you know, I think when folks weren't able to go to the grocery store and get everything they need, I think that's something that we kind of learned to take advantage, you know, take for granted that's always going to be there for us. And so all of a sudden when it wasn't there, you know, folks look to their local beef cattle producers to fill that need. And so, you know, that really did open up some opportunities for folks, you know, when that happened.
Maybe the thing I think people need to know now is where can I get it processed? Because that's the real question now.
It is. And so it's, you know, I think some of those dates may be starting to come open and that kind of thing. I think there was, you know, a little bit of a panic there at the moment, and we've kind of, you know, evened out now. But, yeah, absolutely, you know, processing dates were hard to come by there for a while.
Our guest today on Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut, Dr. Katie Van Valen with the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.